The Transportation Security Administration has bad news for tens of millions of holiday travelers at the end of this year. If you haven't had a difficult enough time already over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, lines at airports may be even longer than usual as the agency tries once again to plug security holes in its baggage screening. It's a story from Stephanie Beasley, transportation security reporter at Politico. Stephanie, what's up here?
You have a few things happening here. TSA recently got a report or an audit from their Inspector General watchdog agency showing that there were some vulnerabilities, I guess, that inspectors found. And the reports are that TSA failed about between 70 and 80% of covert tests, which would include trying to get fake explosives through checkpoints, firearms, and other prohibited items. So TSA is still trying to react to this latest failing report card, which is, you know, coming about 2 years after a similar failing report from the Inspector General, and also trying to phase in, which you may be familiar with, this new electronics rule that they announced this summer, which is where passengers are going to have to take all of their large electronics outside of their carry-on bags and put them in a separate bin. So, yeah, you have sort of three elements happening at once here.
Well, I know, too, you talked to that one congressman from Mississippi who he called that Inspector General report hair-raising and basically said not much improvement has been made, if any, in the last year and a half, 2 years.
Right. And so, you know, the report, the details of the report are still classified, but, you know, lawmakers were briefed on it, and most of them coming out of the briefing that I talked to have said, but yeah, they didn't see significant improvements, and this is after, you know, TSA following that 2015 report, you know, increased hand-wanding of passengers and random bag checks, and they increased the number of bomb-sniffing teams, so it doesn't seem like those efforts made a big dent in, you know, the findings that the IG got this last time.
Goodness. What does the TSA say for itself or on its own behalf here when it comes under fire like this?
Well, so I talked to the new administrator, David Pekoski, who just took over, I believe, in August. And, you know, at this point, he's still really new to the job and he's kind of figuring out his way. But, you know, he's talked about this this electronics rule as being sort of the first part in how he plans to respond to this latest, you know, report from the IG. But he's also talked about, you know, trying to adopt new technology. There are CT scanners that, you know, your check bags go through, but they don't have at the checkpoints. But the TSA is trying to get machines that are small enough to fit at the checkpoint so that your carry-on baggage would go through the same type of rigors that your check baggage would go through. So that's another thing that he's looking into, technology. And also he's talked about trying to improve training for agents, and that's something that's been a problem for the agency, sort of inconsistent training. And you do happen to have, you know, high turnover with TSA agents, so you're retraining people all the time, and, you know, some people are maybe, you know, as with any job, some people are better at it than others. So.
Speaking with Stephanie Beasley, transportation security reporter at Politico. Her piece is called "With TSA on the Ropes, Holiday Travel May Be a Bear." Anybody take a stab as to how long things could be inconvenient for travelers?
Well, I mean, it seems like this holiday travel season may be the peak of it because, you know, the new electronics rule is just being phased in. They just started that this fall, and now we're going into Christmas, and they're expecting record numbers. So I would expect that you would see maybe the longest lines then, and maybe as, you know, the agency and passengers become more familiar, it'll kind of, you know, even out probably by, I'm assuming, after the holidays, maybe spring at the latest. But you know, I think when I talked to the administrator, he just said that he expects that we will not see these long lines for an extended period. It will be like a slight increase temporarily, but overall, he doesn't think this is going to add to, you know, wait times.
You mentioned these 3D X-ray machines called computed tomography scanners. Are they the end-all, be-all? Does that solve everything?
No, I don't think it will solve everything. I think you have to have all these pieces working in conjunction. You have to have agents that are paying attention to, you know, passengers looking for behavioral cues, and the CT scanners are one sort of element. Also, there's been talk about biometrics, which includes, you know, facial recognition technology, thumbprints, that type of thing. It's something that both TSA and Customs are looking to set up soon. So I think you're going to have lots of different pieces to this puzzle before maybe you see the kind of numbers or that the IG is looking for and that lawmakers, of course, are looking for because they don't want any failure.
Thanks, Stephanie. Stephanie Beasley, transportation security reporter
at Politico.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe. For more from This Morning Show, check us out at thismorningwithgordondeal.com.